Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We'll go ahead and get started with the announcements because we have a lot going on today. One, today is graduation Sunday. We are honoring our high school graduate Ty at the end of the service by presenting him with this beautiful afghan that Gyla Kepley has crocheted for him. And after worship, there will be a reception out front for all three of our graduates, William Curry, Jace Proctor, and Ty Heitman. So please make sure that you come and get a cupcake, but most importantly, that you get the chance to talk with them, congratulate them on their graduations, and send them with your love. The scholarship gift card raffle continues. Joe Davis is not recovering as well as he would like from his surgery. He's just not feeling well today. So he apologizes that he is not here to sell raffle tickets. I can help with that after worship. So if you want some raffle tickets, it's $1 each, 6 for 5, 13 for 10. I think I've got that right. If you would still like to contribute to the new chimes that we are getting in honor of Etta Lee Conrad, you are still able to do that. So for many, many years, Etta Lee Conrad offered her time and her energy, mostly without receiving a paycheck here. She just offered it willingly because she loved God and loved this church. And so in her memory, we are replacing the chimes system, and it's gonna be wonderful. We had them come out, and I got to hear it. But if you would like to contribute toward that, please, on your check, submit chimes in the memo. In the bulletin are all of the volunteers and worship leaders upcoming for June. Because next weekend is June already, and next Sunday is Pentecost. So this is your reminder to wear red next Sunday for Pentecost. We have a few birthdays today. Jordan Kepley, Johnny Turner, Lisa McLean Smith, Nathan Baker, Carrie Fritz, Cliff Hill, Angie Varner, and Tracy Everhart. And I just want to acknowledge that today is Gary and Paula's 51st wedding anniversary. He may not be here physically, but his love remains and abides with us. Happy anniversary, Paula. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let me just make sure there's nothing I've forgotten. Tomorrow the office will be closed. And then Thursday and Friday, I will be in Hickory at the Synod Gathering. And then I mentioned that next Sunday is Pentecost. And we have a prayer shawl here. This is a friend of Todd and Lori Conrad, Linda Hoffman, who has been diagnosed with lung cancer. Let us pray. God, we thank you that when we come to you in prayer, that you hear us. You hear our joys and our sorrows, our laments, and our requests. We come to you this morning asking that you would be with Linda as she continues to wrap her mind around what her diagnosis means, and that you would be with her as she goes through all of the treatments for her lung cancer. Remind her of your presence, wrap her in your love, and when she feels the weight of this prayer shawl, may she feel the weight and the weight of our love and prayers here at Holly Grove. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. You may remain seated for a moment. Calvin, if you'll come up and help me read some names. Every Sunday, we begin our worship service at the font, remembering that we are baptized, and in our baptism, we become beloved children of God and brothers and sisters to one another. And as we begin worship this week, we remember that 21 of our brothers and sisters were murdered this week in Uvalde, Texas. Because there have been so many school murders and shootings in the last couple of decades, our hearts have become numb and avoidant, and we'd rather just not think about it. And for the countless people who have been murdered, we don't even know most of their names. But because these beloved children are so important to God, and because they are our brothers and sisters, they are important to us. And so today we are going to call their names out loud and commend them into God's care. And Calvin, who just finished the fourth grade, who is the same age as many of the children who were killed, he is going to help me read these names. Let me go get the microphone. You ready?
Okay. Alexandria Anaya Rubio, Alifa Ramirez, Amiri Joe Garza, Annabelle
Guadalupe
Rodriguez, Ilana Cruz Torres, Elina Garcia, Jackie Cazares, Jayla Nicole Silgrew, Jace Luvanos, Jose Flores, Layla Salazar, Maddie Rodriguez, McKenna E. Lee Elrod, Marianda Mathias, Nevea Bravo, Regilio Torres, Tess Marie Mata, Uzziah Garcia, Xavier Lopez, Ava Morlos, Irma Garcia, and I'm sorry if I pronounced those names wrong.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yep, I got it. Let us pray. God, our Creator, you called into being these fragile lives, which were so full of promise. Give to these beloved children, whom we commit to your care, abundant life in your presence. And to their parents and all who grieve, courage to bear their loss. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please stand for the thanksgiving for baptism. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the waters of baptism, we have passed over from death to life with Jesus Christ, and we are a new creation. For this saving mystery and for this water, let us bless God, who was and who is to come. We thank you, God, for your river of life, flowing freely from your throne, through the earth, through the city, through every living thing. You rescued Noah and his family from the flood. You opened wide the sea for the Israelites. Now in these waters, you flood us with mercy, and our sin is drowned forever. You open the gate of righteousness, and we pass safely through. In Jesus Christ, you calm and trouble the waters. You nourish us and enclose us in safety. You call us forth and send us out. In lush and barren places, you are with us. You have become our salvation. Now breathe upon this water and awaken your church once more. Claim us again as your beloved and holy people. Quench our thirst. Cleanse our hearts. Wipe away every tear. To you, our beginning and our end, our shepherd and lamb, be glory and honor, praise and thanksgiving, now and forever. Amen.
Oh.
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, your only Son was taken into the heavens and in your presence intercedes for us. Receive us and our prayers for all the world, and in the end, bring everything into your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Sovereign and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from the first chapter of Acts. Luke writes, "In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were teaching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Gentile, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Word of God, word of life. Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples.
Shout to God with the joyful sound.
For the Lord Most High is to be feared.
A great king over all the earth.
Who subdues the people under us? Who chooses our inheritance for us?
The pride of Jacob, whom God loves.
God has gone up with a shout.
The Lord with the sound of a ram's horn.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises.
Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
For God is King of all the earth.
Sing praises to the psalm.
God reigns over the nations. The nobles of the peoples have gathered as the people of the God of Abraham.
The rulers of the earth belong to God, who is highly exalted.
The second reading is from the first chapter of Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Word of God, word of life. Said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written, that Messiah is to suffer.
and that repentance and forgiveness of sin is to be proclaimed in And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in this city until you have been taught how much God has offered.
Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And when they were eating, he took the bread and gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let's invite the children forward for a children's message, as well as our seniors in college and high school. So Chase, William, and Ty, you'll come up as well. Not sure why it's not working. I'm grabbing a couple of tissues because I'm finding that my heart is very tender today. And isn't that what life is? That we can have both happiness and excitement, and that we can have some tenderness of heart too. Here, Cameron, do you want to come sit by me? I like your shirt with the cool cars on it. Can we hear out of this mic, or is it better to do it out of this mic? This mic? Okay. So today is a special Sunday for a lot of reasons. One of those we're going to hear about in a minute in my sermon. But one of the other reasons I want to talk about right now is because this is Graduate Sunday. And we have three graduates with us, Ty, Jace, and William. And in just a second, I'm going to ask Jace and William to tell us a little bit about what they've been up to and what they're going to be up to. Kim is going to tell us a little bit about what Ty is going to be up to later on. But I really wanted them to come up. We're just having mic troubles, aren't we? I really wanted them to come up because one of the things that we just read about in our gospel lesson is that while Jesus was getting ready to leave his disciples, he was blessing them. And as he left, that's how he left them. He blessed them. So I thought maybe you all could help me offer a blessing to Ty and to Jace and to William, and I thought we could do it at the baptismal font. But first, let's have Jace and William tell us a little bit about what they've been up to, where they've been studying, what they've been studying, and what's to come.
So I graduated from Chapel Hill with a major in biology, currently trying to find a job in either medical, pharmaceutical, or laboratory sales. Just applying.
I graduated from Greensboro College, and I want to be an accountant, a CPA specifically. So, as you know, it's tax season a month ago about. So last spring, I was working with my uncle, who's a CPA in Thomasville. And as of now, I am at UNCG grad school, and I'm doing an internship this summer and a CPA course. So full-time, pretty much.
We are so happy for you and proud of you for all that you have accomplished. I was a student not just too long ago, and I remember the significant amount of time and energy that it takes to study and to study well, so that you're not just studying to write papers and exams, but so that you can retain and integrate what you learn, so that it helps shape and form you, not just for your careers, but who you are becoming. And speaking of becoming, this brings us to the font. And so I'm sure that many of the people here today remember when the three of you were baptized. And in your baptisms, you became beloved sons of God. You became brothers to all of us in the family of God. And you were joined with us into the body of Christ and to the mission that we share, to give thanks and praise to God and to bear God's creative and redeeming love to all the world. And I trust that you have been doing that in the places to which you have been called. And just because you are entering out in the world doesn't mean that our love and support and prayers stop. I want to remind you that you are very important to us, and that you are an important part of this family of God here, and that you will always be a part of us, and that our love and prayers will continue and go with you, and that we are always here if you need us. So if you will join me at the font, I would like these other children to help bless you. Do you want to help bless these? Will you hold that for me, Isabella? Do you want to help me bless these guys? Okay. So one of the ways that we bless people and pray for them is in the church is by laying hands on them. And so I've got three kiddos here. If each of you will dip a finger in the font and get it wet and make a sign of the cross on these three fellows' foreheads. So each of you pick a person, and if you'll dip your finger in the font and have them bend down, and you'll make the sign of the cross on their forehead. Calvin, will you do it for Jace? And will you repeat after me as we bless these guys? Let's lay hands on them. Can you touch maybe their arm or his shoulder so we can pray for him? Say to our brothers in our church family, remember that in your baptism, you just want me to say it? Okay. William and Ty and Jace, remember that in your baptism, you have become God's sons and that you are our brothers. You will forever have a place in our hearts and in our church family. Remember that at this font, you receive both your identity as God's children and your call to let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify God in heaven. We send you out into the world to continue to bear God's creative and redeeming love to the world. We send you out with our love, with our prayers, and with anything, any care that we can offer to you. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Thank you for coming up. Please join our graduates outside after worship to congratulate them, hug them, and send them with your love. Where did your Gigi go? There she is. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I went to the store this week to buy a greeting card for my mom for Happy Day. What is Happy Day, you might ask? Well, that's what we call the day we met one another. Most children meet their parents on their birthdays. But that wasn't the case for my mom and I. We met on June 1st, 15 years ago. And so while I was at the store this week looking for a card for Happy Day, I happened to notice that there weren't any cards there for Ascension Day. There wasn't candy there to give for Ascension Day. There weren't Ascension Day gifts to give one another. Now, mind you, I'm joking, and I wasn't surprised at all. But it makes my point that the ascension of our Lord, the very thing that we are celebrating today in worship, is one of those days that ranks low, and I mean really low, on our list of holidays. We get the word holiday from Holy Day, and back in the day in the early church, Easter and Christmas and Epiphany and Ascension Day were holy days and have morphed into holidays. But let's face it, Ascension Day is nothing like Easter or Christmas. It doesn't help that every year Ascension Day lands on a Thursday, exactly 40 days after Easter. If we didn't choose to observe it on the Sunday after the Ascension Day, would we even remember it? Would we even miss it? Now, I know it's Memorial Weekend, and we are definitely, absolutely grateful for those who died during their service to our nation. But Memorial Day isn't a church holiday or holy day, but Ascension Day is. In fact, it's one of the sixth highest and holiest days in the church calendar. Christmas, Epiphany, Easter, Ascension, Pentecost, Holy Trinity. These are the sixth highest and holiest days of our church year, and yet so much of our attention just goes to Christmas and Easter. Why does Ascension Day get such the short end of the stick? Why does it barely get a nod in passing? Well, for a couple of reasons, I think. One, there's really no commercial engine behind it, right? There's no Ascension Day fairy. There's no gift-giving tradition related to it, which means it's not a money-making holiday in our culture, which means in our culture it doesn't matter. There's no money to be made. It doesn't matter. But I think the other reason is that we really don't know what to do with the Ascension. But I think it's important to note that to the first and earliest Christians, the Ascension was an incredibly important event. In fact, it was the first holy day to be commemorated by the church, centuries before Christmas even became a thing. You know, each week we say in the creeds that we believe that Jesus ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. We say it every Sunday. But what do we think its importance is in our life? We can say we believe in it, and we do, but why is it important? In today's gospel lesson and in the Acts passage that was read, we read that following his resurrection from the dead, the risen Christ, having spent 40 days with his followers, ascended into heaven. Now, I'm here to tell you that it is important for our faith and for the way we live. And here's why. The risen Christ had spent 40 days with his disciples and followers, helping them to recover and heal from the trauma that they had endured, witnessing their beloved rabbi be brutally killed. And much like an intensive class, Jesus spent 40 days preparing them for when he would return to God, to the other two persons of the Trinity. Now, yes, Jesus had already been with his disciples for 3 years, but while he was with them during these 40 days, Scripture tells us that he helped them to reinterpret everything that they had seen and heard and experienced through the lens of Jesus' death and resurrection. Much like what we've been talking about during this season of Eastertide, that everything we know about Jesus and read about Jesus in the Scriptures is to be interpreted through the lens of his death and his resurrection. But still, based on one of the questions that we hear them asking in these passages, I'm not sure that they still understood that he would be getting ready to leave them. They said, "Lord, is this the time? Is this the time when you will restore the kingdom?" I hear in them such eagerness, such anticipation. They were so focused on having Jesus back and what Jesus was doing that I think if Jesus had stayed around longer, they would have continued to focus on him, almost like a little puppy who gets so excited and they follow their owner around. What you doing? Where are you going? What are you up to? What does this mean? Where are you going? Wait for me. They would have been so focused on Jesus and what Jesus was doing that they wouldn't have actually been doing the work of God themselves. They were so eager for Jesus to restore the kingdom, to just go ahead and fix everything, Jesus. Just bring in the kingdom that you've been talking about. But instead of Jesus doing all of this himself with his physical body, he ascended into heaven with his physical body and then sent to his disciples and followers and to all of us his Holy Spirit, so that his disciples, his followers, could become his body in the world and carry on his ministry in the world. Jesus has two bodies, right? His physical body that ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. But then Jesus has another body, the church, us. And we are called to be witnesses to the ends of the earth, witnesses of the transforming power of God's love and mercy and grace and forgiveness. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are called to transform the world with God's love. When we were baptized, we were welcomed with these words. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission that we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming love to all the world. This is the call of all the baptized. Every single one of us is called to be a part of Jesus' body and to continue Jesus' ministry in the world, helping to transform the world with God's love. Yes, this is a big call, but God has given us everything we need to live it out in the Holy Spirit, whose coming we will celebrate next Sunday. Each week, after being sent out into the world and being scattered, carrying out our calling in baptism to bear God's creative and redeeming love to the world, we come back and gather together again to worship and to pray, to be fed and nourished with God's very self. And we are transformed with God's love at the table, so that we can be sent back out into the world and carry on the ministry of Jesus. Ascension Day reminds us that following Jesus doesn't mean standing still, looking up at heaven, wondering where Jesus is. It reminds us that we don't wait out the whole week in the sanctuary in worship, because we are always called together so that we can be sent back out, so that we can go out into the world as Christ's body, being sent and chosen people to offer all that we have and all that we are to bearing God's love in the world. We do this together, and we support and love and care for one another in it. And this is why Ascension Day is one of the 6 highest and holy days of the church calendar, because it reminds us that Jesus ascended into heaven with his physical body so that we could become his body, so that we could go out into all the ends of the earth and with the Holy Spirit transform the world with God's love. May it be so in our individual bodies and in our collective body as the people here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. Come to the table. Be be fed and nourished, be transformed with God's love, so that we can go out and be God's love in the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Alive in the risen Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. Holy One, ruler of heaven and earth, wash us in your Holy Spirit and make us witnesses to your resurrected life in this community. Let our fellowship be a sign to others of the presence of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, through thundering, mighty waters, reveal your creative power at work in creation. Cleanse the air, land, and waters with the movement of your Spirit and the participation of your people. Lord, in your mercy, in faithful and diverse worship, turn all people towards you and your loving will for humankind. Bridge differences among traditions and across faith. Unite us in the mission for the sake of a world in need. Lord, in your mercy. In the suffering and death of Jesus, draw near to those who suffer and for whom death approaches, especially Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, John, Mike, Latifa, Sandra, Jana, Carrie, Joe, Myra, and Joe, and the family of Audrey Jean Weinberger. Our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips and silently in our hearts. Hold them in the palm of your loving hand and give them rest. Lord, in your mercy, you have gathered us in this congregation, enlightened our hearts, and given us a share of the immeasurable greatness of your power. Help us love one another, be reconciled where we are divided, and share the riches of your grace with our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy, rouse us to remember the faithful witness of the saints who have gone before us. By their lives and the life and death of Christ, enlighten our hearts, give us hope, and lead us in wisdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Into your gracious hands, O God, we entrust all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Lord Christ, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Lift
up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with the earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. And merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ dwells with us here. All who are thirsty, all who are hungry, come.
body of Christ shed for you.
Amen.
Blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen. Please stand. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.
I invite Ty and Tina and Eddie to come forward. The rest of you may be seated.
So the Agape Circle wants to recognize and congratulate Ty Hedrick Heitman for his graduation from Central Davison High School. Ty is the son of Eddie and Tina Heitman, grandson of Paula and the late Gary Hedrick, Ed and Sherry Heitman. He plans to attend NC State, where he plans to receive a Bachelor of Science in Sports Management with a concentration in PGA golf management. Yes. And so we have school supplies for you.
Ty, if you'll come stand on this main floor here, and Eddie and Tina, if you'll stand right here. Ty, there was a day when your parents held you in their arms and they wrapped you in a blanket to keep you safe and warm and comforted. Very soon you will be launching into a new life, away from the safety and security of home and family, church and community. As you go out into the world, may this blanket be a reminder of your parents' love and the love and prayers of your church family here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. If you'll turn and face your parents, and if you'll take this blanket and open it up and place it around his shoulders. And then if you can keep one hand on his shoulders as we bless him. Tina and Eddie, if you will repeat after me. We come this day before God to bless you and thank God for your life. You have given our lives a deeper meaning and calling. Through you, we have experienced God's love, joy, grace, and forgiveness. Wherever you go, whatever you do, our love goes with you. You will always be a part of our hearts. May this blanket remind you of the warmth of our love, the care of this church family, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. On those nights when we cannot be together, wrap yourself in this blanket and know that in God's family, you are never alone. And Ty, if you'll repeat after me. to your parents, you have given of your heart and home.
You have given of your heart and home.
You have loved and cared for me.
You have loved and cared for me.
Even when it was difficult. Today I honor you and thank you.
Today I honor you and thank you.
For your courage, patience, wisdom, and love.
For your courage, patience, wisdom, and love.
Wherever I go and whatever I do,
wherever I go and whatever I do,
I will always be your child.
I will always be your child.
Blessed by your love.
Blessed by your love.
I thank God for blessing my life with you. If you'll turn and face the congregation. The Lord be with you. If you will now repeat after me these words to Ty. We come this day before God.
We come this day before God.
To bless you and thank God for your life.
You are a gift to our
church family. With joy we promised to support and pray for you at your baptism. We have enjoyed watching you grow in body, mind, and spirit over the years. Wherever you go and whatever you do, our love and prayers go with you. May this blanket remind you of the care of this church family, the warmth of your family's love, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. When you are discouraged or feel alone, wrap yourself in this blanket and feel the weight of our love and prayers. And now receive the blessing of God Almighty. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
And let us say the mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Thank you.
Alleluia. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Go in peace. Share the good news. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.